This call is being recorded.
Cool, thanks. Okay. Interesting, I'm not seeing the options for the last call.
Have you actually updated the meeting repository?
Yeah, the issue is that I think there were three of us in the last call, and there was, let's say, an informal action. This new joiner, let me just find his, from Ghent University. Okay, I can find his name, let me just... Brecht. I think he volunteered to find opportunities to create a new logo. But he didn't return to us with any news regarding this topic, so it's unresolved.
The logo seems to be resolved if we adopt the CC. CC license.
Yeah, but it's still up to Marcus. It's on his side. He just need to allow to use this license for his logo, because currently he is the owner of this logo. So resolved yet not resolved.
I'm just thinking it's like not relevant at this point.
Yes,
sure. There's an action on Marcus, but this particular action is not necessary. Sure.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. We have more important thing to do, and we at some point there will perhaps be a Hydra Foundation or something like that that could get the rights for logo. But for now,
okay. So let's move on to another topic then. Which is the name is API Documentation Limitations, which is a pull request 183.
Can you link that for reference?
Sure. And here it is. So, in general, this pull request tries to resolve an issue of the same title. It's related to enabling Hydra vocabulary to express, let's say, strongly typed collections on the API documentation level, and also to allow to provide explicit operation targets, because in the API documentation you are not working on resource instances, but on resource concepts. So an operation can be attached to the class, but the class cannot be, let's say, a source of a IRI for the given operation. So there was a need to provide an explicit target of the operation. And this is what this API documentation limitations pull request is doing.
I commented up there that issue 167, correct? And that issue itself, it's pretty vague, so it's hard to really tell, you know, what the goal is of this pull request.
Yes and no. Actually, if you dig deeper in this issue 167, points to another pull request that is related somehow to Heracles.ts and at the use case. So there are several comments in this use case that tries to describe the complete API documentation for a specific case, and there are indeed some hints on those missing features like strongly typed collections and operation target. It's not directly written there, but what the links are leading straight to this use case. The question is, because actually Angelo came with quite an interesting idea that actually could resolve one more issue and make one more pull request obsolete, which is this Hydra specifies. And the question was, shall we go in that direction? And the answer is, maybe we can give it a try and play around with this.
Yeah, so I would like to have some concrete use cases and applicable results before deciding how to go in that direction. We could, I would prefer to build something like client that uses it that way and see if it fits the purpose. Would take some time.
Sure. Okay, so
that's pretty much what I have been repeating on each one of those pull requests that we are on today's agenda. That they are like backwards a little bit. It's hard to really tell where they apply and what problem they actually solve, even if some of them do. Go back to actual issues that have been discussed about 2 years ago. Some of them are older, so stuff's changed. Hydra's changed. Our understanding has changed. I second Angelo that we need concrete examples from the client or the implementing consumer perspective to see what the issue is. I mean, what the missing part is and how the new approach helps to resolve that.
Yeah, I agree.
Otherwise, it's very we've had multiple comments on each one of those, and I don't feel. I mean, you can single out some interesting ideas and points, but otherwise, the merit of those specific issues is very hard for me to really narrow down.
Especially if it's only JSON-LD changes without respecting changes to the actual POSAR spec.
Yeah, I think I wrote it in several places. The tricky part is that all of these attempts are somehow risky, and I wouldn't like to spend too much time on specifying in details what's going on. Still having in mind that it could be completely overthrown and not used at all. So these pull requests are somehow just to provoke a discussion on some approaches. I've also provided some implementation on the Heracles TS regarding those pull requests to play around actually with those topics, just to poke with those topics, because I'm not sure whether these pull requests will make their way to the final specification as they are now. The thing is, from my perspective, I wish not to see endless discussions, because we did this for 3 years now and we haven't moved a bit. So maybe the other approach that would come with some specific solutions to some specific problems would end up with something in the specification.
Yeah, well, funny you should say that, because we have actually so far fell into the same trap. We've been doing just that, having those discussions which don't really lead anywhere, because I think that for this. Well, each one of those issues, it's hard to get the full picture. So the changes are limited in scope and don't apply to all layers, so to speak. And that's why we have discussions, because we may actually be talking about slightly different aspects of the same, or not considering how some changes of play well or not really well with existing vocabulary. I think the solution for endless discussions is focused. So I each one of those pull requests are good, but like I say, they just do not span the whole. So and I know it doesn't have to be fully detailed, but it has to be complete so that you see, you know, the impact.
Okay. So from my perspective, conclusion would be these directions are not bad. Let's try to specify these pull requests more. So I'll try to provide specification changes regarding those JSON-LD changes, just to give more, a bigger picture on what are these changes are related to. Am I correct?
Well, in fact, for this one, so let's keep it focused. Let me just describe what you said. You said that that you would
take your time.
Tell me if I'm typing this, what you actually said.
Don't worry.
Okay, so now what was I going to say? For example, the 183 with, so actually, let me check the changes. So this one is pretty small, actually. That's the collection specification. Just what Angel said. Maybe you can collaborate a little bit offline to see, or I don't know if Angelo feels up for some more concrete examples of what you would have in mind. But I agree with the more general solution for the specification thing. This would fit very well. You mentioned Shackle in this PR, and and then I think, is it the one where you discuss class as oh no, that's the returns one. But the returns one actually is the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yep.
Yeah, that is, we can do the shorthand and we can keep it so not to break that.
Whatever. We will have to keep it.
I mean, we don't have to do anything, to be honest, because this is still just work in progress. But yeah, not to break, we can have the shortcut as returns, expects, whatever class, and then it can be just expandable into this more flexible structure which accepts the shackle. That's because this very much looks like, oh yeah, the returns is here. This very much looks like a framework for a very universal solution.
True.
I'm currently building an example API for booking screening events at movie theaters. And I'm going to try the Shackle approach there because I have exactly the same issue. So I need to somehow describe how something looks like that is returned by an operation in more detail than just say it's a class or other way around. What does the operation expect to be posted, by example? So
you just need to describe the structures that are flying. You just need to describe the structures, data structures that are flying here and there.
Exactly, yeah. And I think Shackle might be a way to go there, but I'm not sure yet because I haven't tried. But it will go into that direction.
It will. Actually, the sexiest thing in Shackle is it's not all. So those complicated type and tailing and reasoning stuff that you may know from all is not there anymore.
Yeah.
So
I think the Solid project is going to support Shackle as well, so there might be chances to be interoperable with it.
Yeah, I just need to think it over how I can incorporate into Heracles TS.
Yeah, let's, I think.
Yeah, let's keep. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, just give me a second. Okay. So yeah, so what I say, maybe we do not really have to consider Heracles at the first step, because I think it's probably splitting hairs in two, where we don't know what we are implementing, and then already running to implement it, and then, you know, it feels like unnecessary cycles. So yeah, should maybe leaving Heracles to a later.
Okay, I'm not hasty to add a shackle to Heracles, but I would like to have some of the prototypes implemented just to poke with the topic, just to play around with what actually this implementation does.
Yeah, no, it's a chicken and egg problem.
Exactly. So, okay, I'm not keen to implement everything perfectly, but I would like to have some working prototypes just to make some stuff less imaginatory and more practical.
Today I found out there's already this wiki page on the Hydra wiki about integration with Hacker. So this is a topic that has been worked on before.
Mm-hmm. 2015, yeah. Shackle has been brought up a number of times, and it should be fairly easy to just make Hydra open enough so that you can plug in Shackle, and then of course it's burden on clients.
There is nothing that prevents Shackle in Hydra, I think, because Shackle is, okay, it defines it as shape, but still it may be considered as a class from Hydra perspective. It's just a matter of what the client understands, whether it's the Shackle or all or pure RDFS.
Yeah, the question is what spec changes we need to apply if we want to say or encourage the usage of Shackle.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so regarding pull request 183, the conclusion would be just to give it a try and move into this specification or Shackle direction and to provide more picture.
Doesn't really have to be Shackle is the only alternative for class.
Yes.
That's for sure. But yeah, let's not make it about Shackle. Let's make it about, you know, the extension that the point where Shackle fits in, and then Shackle is already defined, so there's actually it's just you have a Shackle shape, and then how do you connect to the Hydra terms. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we move on to another topic? Okay, so this would be pull request 186. There it is. Okay, somehow similar. It's related to expressing returned or expected resource, not being a class, but something more generic like a object that has a media type. And again, I've introduced some new concepts, but actually this approach with specification would cover this pull request as well.
Yes, so we should explore this direction and see if both issues could be resolved with it.
Definitely. Definitely. That would be a conclusion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think this concludes this topic. Quick one. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to another one, 184. So define client initiated pagination. I don't know how to call it. I've introduced initially two additional concepts, terms, skip and take. There was an intensive discussion whether we shall support only this approach, or maybe we shall move on to another approach, which is page index or page reference and page size. From my perspective, it looks like this page reference stuff is less and less, let's say, client understand, something that clients can understand easily. Because if we go into the direction where the page reference may be a GUI, a letter, or some other abstract thing, where very close to generic ERIE templates and something that is not easy to implement, rather than to some really simple concepts that actually will cover 95% of cases.
Well, just what I word on, I don't agree. For a skip take, maybe it's almost defining a query language, so that's cool, but this is not how I think most APIs are designed, at least, you know, such that aren't really open. Typically you have pages, and that's what you have, and then you just go from the pages, and it's
go on.
And I'm not really saying that skip take is good. We can have those, and I would even say, because the changes as we have them in the pull request, they don't indicate how those terms would actually be used. So if you can just rename the page into page reference, so to make it more, but at least less ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
To indicate that it's something different from an actual page, then we could actually just take it as it is and then work on defining how to actually use them, because problems is in the IRI template itself, how it's defined and how it's intended to be used and how these terms will fit there. Otherwise, they're just a description of the variable, right? So that in the template, you will have a variable which will be the skip, which will be the take, and which will be the page reference. But that's the more important detail, and it's also the more complicated one.
Okay, so I was thinking also on another approach, another solution. Maybe we shall have this skip take at, let's say, page index, which will have a natural number as a range, just to simplify stuff, and maybe in future will come with additional page reference just to customize page with a custom reference. Because honestly, I do not recall a situation where my page was referenced by something else than the number, a natural one.
As for the how do I
summarize? The only thing that makes sense, because we have to, if it's a client initiated pagination, the client has to know how to get to the next page number, and it's the only chance to increment it.
Yeah, and page reference and obtaining allow it literal or individuals or any other hints on how to create this reference is making the client very complicated. It won't be easy to implement. And
in which moment? How complicated?
Just to start with, we do not provide any vocabulary term to give a list of allowed individuals. We do not provide any constraints on the values, etc., etc.
Oh, precisely. So this is my point exactly. These are the missing parts. That's why I say let's just accept this as is, adding the three terms, but there is much more work needed for them to actually be useful. Because you cannot just say, yeah, just take the skip and take, those would be integers, the page will be integer. Not at all. It's just indicator for maybe for the UI saying that, okay, so you do the page, you have the paging element somewhere, you have the paging part of your UI, and then so the links for the next previews, that those are easy because you just have them, and then you maybe number pages numbered.
Can you provide an example where the page index is not a natural number?
I'm just saying that if you limit
Hydra
to it just has it cannot be too constrained.
But it's not limiting. You can always use generic Eerie template approach with variable mappings. The only thing you are missing is the client may not understand which variable is related to page.
Yeah, sure. So this is where you have the Hydra page reference property. Mm-hmm. If the client does not understand the constraints, it will just give you a blank text box. Mm-hmm. But it will let the end user, the actual human user, still know that, okay, I know that this is the page reference. I do not know how to give you a meaningful UI, but you're the human. Maybe you can make sense of it, so you will know what to type. This is where these are useful, and I agree with adding them. But to make them actual machine understandable and be able to have a nice client implemented for it, this is where we need the more generic approach, which will work with any template variable.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I need to do some scribing.
Okay. Okay, so let's just have a little bit more of conversation on GitHub. I think we may be close to have this part covered. And we can just start a new issue on specifying in details what actually page reference may be. I was just thinking maybe we should have this skip, take, page index and page reference, just to make it simple, because those three numeric values can be very easily implemented. It will cover most of the cases, and we can also always specify in details this page reference, which will be somehow customized page index. I don't know, just thinking loudly.
Yeah, we could, exactly, if we just use page index to be a numeric value.
Yeah, it's so nothing to...
limited to page indexes, of course, but if you want to add something more generic later, we could add it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this approach fits better, you know. Okay, let's discuss it on GitHub in details, but I think we are close to have this one resolved.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Although, I may just have one beef with this thing here, because they are defined as properties, and I was actually thinking that they probably won't be properties. Maybe we can just take them as properties for now. But I kind of, without having a bigger snippet with the actual template and how it's being used with, like the whatever payload, whatever form description we will have, it's more like just a term defined as like a template constraint thing, whatever. But it's not really a property that you attach to a class. That
Yes and no. You could imagine a situation where you provide your RDF-based body just to feed the IRI template. Doesn't matter where and which variable or property will go to. So you would just provide just a single, let's say, object, a JSON LT object that will have all the details. But I agree. We may think it over whether these should be properties or maybe some other concepts, constructs, or well, maybe okay, predefined variables. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but the form will be an object. Okay, this makes sense. We refine the terms as and the pull requests as they are without big changes. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, we will have to circle back on the template and how we use them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shall we go to another topic?
Okay.
Excellent. So pull request 185. Add support for describing headers. Again, introduce some concept just to enable the operation to give a hint to the client what headers are either expected or returned. Returned headers are just simple header names. Expected headers are also enabled for value or even a value template. So in theory, the server could give, let's say, a complete request template, including either a body or a header template, just to fill in with variables and send back. So this is what okay. This pull request does.
Well, I think I have most issues with this one.
Because with the template of the header?
With making the header a template, mm-hmm. it kind of reinvents the wheel where I said we should use the terminology that the HTTP specification defines. But also for this one I'm most clueless on the practical. I mean, I can think of some usage such mm-hmm. as authorization probably.
There is also, I do not remember where I put it in the comment, there is also a prefer header mm-hmm. that actually allows you to provide some more complicated constructs like value equals key equals value or something like this. Mm.
Okay.
So you could still, probably
still,
have
you know, each prefer header.
So from the, I've just typed on IRC. So you could have a header named prefer, and the value is, let's say, some kind of key equals some kind of value, and you could bind the template either the key or value or both of them.
Yeah. Well, that's all PG, but it's just without someone explicitly asking for this one. I don't know if we really need it mm-hmm. to be this generic, and then you have there mm-hmm. are so there's two layers to headers. So you have the most generic specification, so it's clearly defined how headers are structured in HTTP payload mm-hmm. I mean in the headers but then each individual header can have their additional semantics and structure.
True.
So using templates for this, I see how it's tempting to be, mm-hmm. It's kind of the opposite from the other pull request, really, where putting a template here, it's like, we don't really need this flexibility, but let's just have it the most flexible. But if it will be useful and people would actually be needing this, I would probably wait with such a solution to headers, until we really are certain that we need it this way.
What do you mean, all headers, just or Header templates.
Header templates. Yeah, headers. Headers are right. But
okay, so your suggestion is just to retract this header template stuff and just allow simple header expectation, like, or a simple header name or header name and some value.
Just header name. I have not, you know, seen the requirement for this one, so I don't know what we need.
Okay, I understand. So a simple header name that is expected or returned. Makes sense.
Let's start with header name just. And this is a little benefit at least. So we can, or an API can describe what headers it expects for the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we need more, we could enhance it.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, this is that probably is the other extreme. Because, of course, you can... Hold on. Adela, can you repeat what you said?
My proposal was just to expect header names that have to be set by the client. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I have an operation. You can do a post request, and the expected header is an authorization header or a Slack header or whatever.
Yeah, well, this excuse me, this clearly will not nearly be enough. But I think that's a good start that we can expand in the future.
Yeah, of course, it has to be expanded eventually. But I'm a big fan of starting small and getting bigger, but to deliver something at least.
Okay, makes sense.
I was actually thinking of something as an alternative to the template, more bespoke to specific header types, so that when you have authorization header, you would actually create a small vocabulary for the authorization header because it has a number of different schemes for authorization, and maybe that's something that instead of doing the template, which requires human intervention, maybe it would be more useful to have a very header specification very specific to specific headers.
Yeah, so
but that's something that I. We can think about
later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know what needs to be done, so I'm fine with this. Gee, we are good at this. Can we move on to another topic, or you need some time to scrap?
Yeah.
I forgot to do.
Not really, but I kind of wanted to give up on this.
Sure.
I think I got most of it, but then... Oh,
okay. Nice. So the next topic would be Gitbook branding, which is a pull request to on the Gitbook repo.
Actually, that's an issue, actually. And I think we decided to do the cookbook. There's two issues. So first of all,
it's a pull request. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Yep. Here it is. So we have three proposals.
There's actually two points to this one. Using the official domain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one and two. If we want to, and then the subdomain name, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that we agreed on cookbook. I mean, unless someone has a new idea, but I like cookbook, and I don't mind either domain. But of course, it does make sense to do the Hydra CG, it's just it will be harder to get it set up, but
but I think we will manage to do this all. Okay, so I think it is decided then, the cookbook.hydracg.com wins the contest. Okay, think this is all we need to discuss on this one. So let's move on to the last topic. Discussed increase the use of Gitbook for drafting features. I think you, Tomasz, added this one.
Correct. So that's actually first connected to the pull request, indeed. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pull request isn't really much. So that's basically just moving the documents that we had on the old repository. I still have to do the cleanup, as you noticed, some broken links and stuff. And then I think this was a good start last year whenever we started with these documents.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really got published, and so I would like to continue doing that, continue doing these draft documents,
mm-hmm.
and discussing those drafts, but then making them actual documentation, sort of. So for each one of the pull requests that we discussed in the future, I was actually thinking of like an enforceable workflow where, you know, each pull request, each change that requires changes to the vocabulary and stuff would first, as a mandatory step, go through, unless trivial, would first mm-hmm. go through a draft on the book,
mm-hmm.
which once agreed upon would be implemented fully in the spec, and then in the client.
Could you please come with some kind, let's say, code of conduct?
Yeah, I think I was proposing that like two meetings ago. Please make it an action for me. I will I will create on the specification repository the contributing document. With such steps that we would be taking.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the idea of starting with the Gitbook first, because it helps, in my opinion, to mm-hmm. focus on the actual usage from mm-hmm. client perspective, and we can try out things there. And if we have a concrete example of how things should work, we could add them to the spec afterwards.
Okay. So let me take an action point on me. I will try to update the current use cases to what Heracles TS provides, because most of the features that are on those use cases are already covered within the Heracles. So I think it will improve those use cases to something that actually works or is implemented somewhere.
I mean, maybe hold your horses maybe a little bit. So let's do one step at a time. So for now, you know, this is still just a pull request.
Okay.
So if we can first clean this one up so that it's like correct with all these pages in draft, and then mm-hmm. let's work one by one, page by page. We'll move them to like a proper table of contents, structure them.
But what do you need to clean there? I know that there are some issues with links, but what else would you like to clean up?
Well, for one, they are all still just drafts, and if we want to make them into an actual documentation, that probably will have to be kind of organized in, you know, like some tree structure where we have some of those cookbook recipes for collections, some of them for operations. Maybe some of them will be like split in two. Because we never really followed up on them, we use them for discussions. But I would just take a little bit looking at them, seeing if you know they're just correct. I don't know.
Maybe. I read some topic there today, and I found some parts where it was not up to date anymore. Don't remember.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I would like to update those with either the snippets or with some, I don't know, vocabulary changes, because I am aware that these are not up to date with both the client, the reference client, and with both the specification. But okay.
This is what Thomas meant with cleanup.
Okay, because my understanding was that Tomasz would like to, I don't know, improve the content within those documents just to make it look like more of the documentation.
Uh-huh, okay.
The structures, I don't know how to say it, the textual or editorial part more relevant, I don't know. And I would like... I think we do not have too much content there, and I would like to provide more use cases, for instance, to those pull requests,
mm-hmm.
Rather than to clean up stuff. I think that we can always do some clean up stuff. Of course, I'm keen to make it a little bit more up to date with the reference client, but still I prefer to give more content, more use cases, rather than to structurize or clean up the current draft documents. I don't know, this is my opinion.
We could do both.
Okay. Yes, but you know, the day is 24 hours long.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but if Thomas wants to restructure things, and you want to add use case, and I myself, I'm going to add use cases as well. So
cool.
Everything's fine.
Okay, well, so let's have everything at once.
Yeah, well, of course, these don't really block one another. I'm just saying. So if you open the Netlify link currently, you see that I just put all that we had in the draft as mm-hmm. drafts at the bottom. I mean, there will be at the bottom, but I'm just saying once each one of them is agreed that it's no longer a draft, would be pulling them out of the drafts, drafts tree, putting just into some you know useful mm-hmm. useful organization, useful menu structure mm-hmm. that people can easily navigate when they are looking for answers. And then whatever new should first go into drafts, and then once done would be put mm-hmm. to its rightful place.
Okay. Okay, I can agree with this.
We could call them recipe.
So it's a cookbook, so we can have recipes. Okay, so no action point here, but I think we know what we want to achieve with this.
Yeah, just so for the cookbook itself, I mean, it's of course slightly personal, given that I also implement a client, and then we mm-hmm. are putting. So we discussed this between ourselves also with me and Carol, kind of maybe splitting the use cases as in the payloads, the client, the representations that go between the client and the server, from the actual client code, especially given that maybe server code is irrelevant in this. But then I don't really have an idea how this would be then presented as a coherent cookbook. So I don't know if Angelo, if you had any thoughts on that, or do you think that it makes sense this way? But of course, there are different clients for different languages as well. So be. So how much it makes sense for, you know, language agnostic thing specifications such as Hydra or any specification for that matter to actually have the cookbook with like client snippets. Is it helpful? Is it neutral, or is it not helpful?
I find it mostly helpful to have examples of how to organize the data from what the server returns. And the general approach of how a client could make use of this data. For example, obtaining events, I think. For example, if I want to, as a client, I want to obtain a collection of events, I just need a server that has a collection with a manager's block property RDF type object schema event. And as a client, I could easily, for example, use JSON LD framing to find the collection. No matter what client I'm using.
Well, that would be very nice, but both me and Caro probably will agree that JSON framing is not enough. I don't think it's the promise of JSON LD is great, but in practice, I've also found it quite
cumbersome
using JSON LD alone.
For some simple cases, it works, but actually, Heracles at the very beginning was using JSON framing for data transformations, but we've reached its limits very, very quickly.
Okay, so how is Heracles doing it now?
There is some more complicated machinery that just traverses the graph and creates, let's say, some internal data model objects that are implementing some interfaces or collections, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's nothing very complicated, but just to enable the client to provide some fluent API, especially with the collections, we had to leave framing very quickly. I think Thomas.
Good information for me because I'm just starting at the moment, and perhaps I will run into the same issue quite fast. The problem I had in the past is I don't know how to use Heracles DS. There's no documentation how to install it. Just plain API dump documentation where all the methods and classes are listed, but no real examples how to use it. Is there anything I'm missing, or how could I learn to use Heracles?
Yes and no. So that's why I'm keen to update the use cases, because this would enable you to understand how Heracles could be used. Mm-hmm. You could give it a try and check. There are some integration tests that actually are using Heracles to do some actions, like obtaining API documentation, obtaining a collection or an element from the collection.
Integration tests in the Heracles repository?
Yes, indeed. There was a directory named the integration test. There are actually two bigger suites of tests related to entry point and API documentation.
But has Heracles been published to NPM yet?
No,
I remember, but it would be also quite useful. Because it's all TypeScript, I can't just download it and use it in my project.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to transpile it and stuff. It's quite tedious.
Okay, so if I was just hesitating because there are still plenty of stuff that needs to be implemented in Heracles, but if you are okay with going with some, let's say, alpha version that is 0. Something, I can do this. I can publish it.
Release early, release often, in my opinion.
Okay. Okay. So
actually,
if you,
I did actually open the pull request for setting it up with NPM.
I think it was merged. Just take a quick look. I remember this pull request, and I think.
If I didn't make a mistake there, it should be.
No, I do not see any. Come on. Yeah, your pull request number 15, prepare for npm publish. It was merged.
You may want to try on a local npm server first, or mm-hmm. I can check if there's not an issue somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you just do npm publish, it then should be perfectly usable.
Okay.
And this Altheos client is another project or.
It's a Tomasz creation. He started his own client some time ago. For some reason, Markus wanted to start a separate client, and that's why the Heracles.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two, let's say, competing clients. Maybe not competing, maybe there are some different features that are implemented there. I believe Tomasz's client, there is some Hydra-like console application that actually is trying to use this client there.
Yeah, so I was sharing that link. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I am actually using it. It's far from complete.
But, same with Heracles.
I'm the only person using it, so use cases are slow to appear. But yeah, it is actually working. That at least whatever it's implemented is actually working. So feel free to try both.
Yeah, I tried Altheos actually some weeks ago or a month ago. But I think we opened an issue in your repository.
No, I don't. I don't think. Maybe you wanted to.
No, you ignored that issue.
League of Legends.
Okay, good. We are at our time limit. So.
Good timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. We've walked through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 topics today. No,
we came prepared. We have been discussing them. Yeah. So, good. If you want to make some more action items for some of those, and then I don't know. Maybe we can meet again next week already if we feel like mm-hmm. there's enough progress on these. Angelo, will you be available next week?
Well, it's hard to say for me. I have a little child, and okay. Yeah,
don't worry. Same here.
Whether he's sleeping or yeah, so I have to decide on short.
Sure.
Short notice.
Okay, we'll be in touch. Don't worry, Angelo, I've got a similar situation. Okay, maybe I do not have a very small child, but it's still a small child. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Thank you guys for participating. Thank you, Angelo, especially for you that you are quite active recently. I appreciate it.
Thank you
as well, I think.
Very much. Thank you,
guys. Yeah, so we'll keep in touch. We know what to do. Thanks, okay, and bye-bye. Have a nice evening. Cheers.
You too. Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye.